Son and of the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
Glory be to God on high.
Here's the track.
Be to God on high.
O God, who has made this most holy night to shine with the brightness of the true light, grant, we beseech thee, that as we have known on earth the mysteries of that light, we may also come to the fullness of its joys in heaven, through the same Jesus Christ, thy Son, our Lord, who liveth and reigneth with the Father and the Holy Ghost, ever one God, world without end.
Grace, mercy, and peace be unto you in God our Father and in our Lord Jesus Christ. Our text is found in the first chapter of Matthew, the 18th through the 25th verse. Now the birth of Jesus Christ was as follows. After his mother Mary was betrothed to Joseph, before they came together, she was found with child of the Holy Spirit. Then Joseph, her husband, being a just man and not wanting to make her a public example, was minded to put her away secretly. But while he thought about these things, behold, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream, saying, Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to take to you Mary, your wife, for that which is conceived in her is of the Holy Spirit. And she will bring forth a son, and you shall call his name Jesus, for he will save his people from their sins. So all this was done that it might be fulfilled which was spoken by the Lord through the prophet, saying, Behold, the virgin shall be with child, and bear a son, and they shall call his name Emmanuel, which is translated, God with us. Then Joseph, being aroused from sleep, did as the angel of the Lord commanded him. and took to him his wife, and did not know her till she had brought forth her firstborn son. And he called his name Jesus. Here ends our lesson. You may be seated. Dear friends in Christ Jesus, we do not know the exact day when Jesus was born, but our fathers in the faith saw fit to make this night the night on which we celebrate our Savior's birth. For whatever the date might have been, it is certain that the birth of Jesus is a birth which all the world should celebrate. And indeed, it seems that all the world does celebrate the birth of Jesus, or at least you would think so if you'd done any shopping or driving at all since last Thanksgiving. There are Christmas lights and music everywhere. But my dear friends, the world does not know what it is that they are celebrating. They enjoy gifts and thoughts of peace on earth because everybody likes presents and thoughts of peace. And so also people want to believe that there are miracles. They would all like to see a miracle for themselves, experience one in their own life. But very few understand that there is a true miracle to be seen during Christmas. And many other people in the world love Christmas because it is a little bright spot in their otherwise very difficult and troubled life. And they're drawn to the nice music and are glad for a little while that more people are kind to one another. But they know that too soon life will return back to the way it was. And so whatever little joy they find in Christmas does not last. And then there are people who just simply despise Christmas because they hate to be reminded that there is a God. None of these people know what it is that God brought to men in Christmas. Those who like the gifts do not know what a gift God has given to them. Those who like peace on earth do not know the greatest peace that the world can ever know. Those who like the break from the dreary world do not know that in God's Christmas gift to men there is joy not just for a season but forever. And those who hate Christmas do not know what great love that God has for them. A love which he lays before their eyes on the night in which Jesus was born. For those who look for a miracle but have not seen it, we have before our eyes the greatest miracle the world has ever seen or ever will see. It is the miracle which our gospel writer proclaims through the words of the prophet Isaiah. Behold, the virgin shall be with child and bear a son, and shall call his name Emmanuel, which is translated God with us. There are two miracles there in just those few words. First is the miracle that a virgin shall conceive. That means a young woman would have a child which had no human father at all. Now we all know that that is impossible because every child who's born into this world must have a mother and a father. And yet, what the angel promised is so. Jesus does have a father, but his father is no man, but God himself in heaven. And here is the second and the greatest miracle of all. That God has a son, and his son is from eternity. And together the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit are one God that has always been and always will be. And our God is holy and almighty, and he's more grand and glorious than we could possibly imagine. And yet the almighty, eternal God became a baby in the womb of Mary. The almighty God on high became small and weak, an innocent child. Some doubting theologians like to say something fancy like the finite cannot contain the infinite, that a man cannot also be God, but here God has proven them wrong, for God became a child, and he was born of a virgin, so that a poor Israelite girl named Mary could become the mother of God himself. In our lesson, we hear that Joseph was very confused and afraid when he found his wife-to-be was going to have a child. He did not know that the Lord God was the father of the baby. And so God sent an angel to Joseph to tell him that all would be well. He said, "Do not be afraid to take to you Mary, your wife, for that which is conceived in her is of the Holy Spirit, and she will bring forth a son, And you shall call his name Jesus, for he will save his people from their sins. And here is the third miracle. The greatest miracle may be that God became a man, but it is this miracle that gives what God did in Jesus its meaning. It is this miracle which makes Jesus not just a miracle, but our miracle. For Jesus came to save us from our sins. God sent Jesus to us through unworthy people, through sinners even. His mother Mary was not more holy than you or I. His stepfather Joseph was not more deserving to be the one who should care for the Son of God as he grew up. For they, just like you and I, were sinners. Jesus was born a small and vulnerable baby, one who has to be cared for just like any human child must be. But it is really us and not Jesus. It is you and I who are in the greatest danger, even when we are old and strong. For Jesus may be innocent, but we are not. We have broken all of God's commandments. We have not loved one another as we should. It is we who bring war to this world. We are by nature no different than those who hate God. And yet, in spite of all of that, our God had mercy on us. And he sent Jesus to save us from our sins. And not just our sins, but the sins of those who hate God and hate Christmas. And also the sins of those who dread their life in this world and do not know that God loves them. And also the sins of those who run around enjoying the Christmas lights and music, but who have no idea that a great miracle and gift has been given to them by God on Christmas. For our Lord is so merciful and full of compassion for sinners that he sent Jesus not just to be born, but to grow up and to bear the sins of the world, to be taken by sinful men and nailed to a cross, to let God pour down all his anger and fury against the sins of the world upon his Son, and to die and be buried in a tomb, and to rise again from the dead so that he could show us all that Jesus is not just a man and not just a poor child born in a manger, but the eternal God who created the universe and who is still this day our Lord, our God, and our Savior. That is the true gift and miracle of Christmas. As you look upon the world and you see people running around shopping for presents or enjoying the lights and the music, as you see people who are sad and lonely, as you see people who are angry at God, do not hate them. Do not grow angry yourself, because God has loved them all in his Son Jesus. He would like them to know who Jesus is. And he wants them to know how great is the forgiveness of sins which Jesus has won for them. And you, my dear friends, are the hands and mouth of God in the world. You can tell them and show them what God has done for poor sinners such as you and I. And whether they believe you or not, you can love them with Jesus' love so that their hearts might be softened and they might hear the wonderful news of what God has done for them in Christ Jesus. And believing these words, be saved together with you and all of God's family in heaven. Let us then praise our God, together with all the earth, because God has kept his word. He has given us the wonderful gift of his Son, Jesus Christ, God in human flesh, come down to us to be the Savior of all people. Amen. We sing, "Let the earth now praise the Lord."
Desired what the prophets are to say.
Our Lord God made the earth and sky and sea. He made the sun and the stars. He filled the earth with every living creature, and then he made man in his own image. And all was very good. But Satan, the old serpent, tempted our father Adam to doubt the word of God and to break God's commandments. And so Adam brought sin into the world so that all of his children, ourselves included, are under the curse of sin. Yet from the very beginning, from before the world began, God prepared for us a Savior who would come and take away our sin. He prepared his people for the coming of his promised one through the words of promise which he gave to his prophets.
In the first promise of the Garden of Eden, God calls Jesus the seed of a woman. And I'll put enmity between you and the woman, and between your seed and her seed. He shall bruise your head, and you shall bruise his heel. Genesis 3:15. To Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, the Lord God said, in you and in your seed, all the families of the earth shall be blessed. Genesis 28, verse 14. And the Lord God said to Moses, I, the Lord thy God, will raise up for you a prophet like me from your midst, from your brethren, and ye shall hear. Deuteronomy 18, verse 15.
In Israel's darkest hour, God sent Isaiah with a word of hope.
Therefore the Lord himself will send you a sign. Behold, the virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and shall call his name Emmanuel. Isaiah 7:14.
Again the word of the Lord came to Isaiah in joyful song, saying, for unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government will be upon his shoulder, and his name will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. And the increase of his government and peace will be known upon the throne of David and over his kingdom, to order and to establish it with judgment and justice from this time forward. The zeal of the Lord of hosts will perform this. Isaiah 9, 6, and 7.
Thank you.
Galatians 4:4, when the fullness of time had come, God sent forth his Son, born of a woman born under the law, to redeem those who were under the law, that we might receive the adoptions as sons.
Luke 2:1-5. In those days, Caesar Augustus issued a decree that a census should be taken of the entire Roman world. This was the first census that took place while Quirinius was governor of Syria. And everyone went to their own town to be registered. So Joseph went up from Nazareth in Galilee to Judea to Bethlehem, the town of David, because he belonged to the house and line of David. Well, he went there with Mary to be registered because Mary was pledged to be married to him and expecting a child.
Complete that she should be delivered. And she brought forth her firstborn son, wrapped him in swaddling clothes, and laid him in a manger, because there was no room for them in the inn. Now there was in the same country shepherds living in the fields, keeping watch over their flocks by night. And the angel of the Lord stood before them, and the glory of the Lord shone round about them. And they were sore afraid. And the angel said, "Fear not, for I bring you good tidings of great joy, which will be to all people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord." And suddenly with the angel was a multitude of heavenly hosts praising God and saying, "Glory be to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men." Luke 2, verse 4 through 16.
Said to one another, "Let us go now to Bethlehem and see this thing that has come to pass, which the Lord has made known unto us." And they came with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the babe lying in the manger. And when they had seen him, they made widely known the saying which was told them concerning the child. And all those that heard it marveled at those things which were told them by the shepherds. But Mary kept all these things and pondered them in her heart. Luke 2:15-19.
And as the shepherds made known abroad the gospel told to them by the angels, so we too hear the good news and go and tell. Go now and speak of those glad tidings that you have heard in word and song to your family and friends and neighbors. Be ready to give them a reason for your Christmas joy. For Christ the Lord has come to take away your sins. Rejoice that even as he humbled himself to be born a child, so he will raise you up to become children of the Father in heaven.
Spread, O spread, thou mighty word.
Lord God, gracious Father, who in the fullness of time didst make thy Son to become man, to take unto himself our flesh, and become our brother. We thank thee for thy truth and fatherly goodness, and for the gift of him our Savior, who by his birth delivered us from sin, death, Satan, and hell. And we beseech thee to keep us in true knowledge of him, our Redeemer, unto our end, so that with all holy angels we may rejoice in his birth, and see him with thee and the Holy Ghost in all his glory and majesty forever and ever.
Amen.
Let us pray the Lord's Prayer. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. We sing the closing hymn, Let Us All with Gladsome Voice. Bless thee and keep thee. The Lord make his face shine upon thee and be gracious unto thee. The Lord lift up his countenance upon thee and give thee peace. Good evening, everyone. Thank you to the children for your recitations this evening and your song in the little town of Bethlehem. And did you want to announce anything?
Just that everybody's invited to come to our place.
Those who can, please do.
Please do. We got a lot of food.
And God be with you all as we celebrate the birth of our Lord Jesus Christ.